So you and I have had quite a couple of, I want to say a couple of days, but the truth is it's really been like a week or so.
Yeah, we haven't been on the air since Thursday.
Right. Okay, so it's been a week. You and I have been off the air for a week.
A week.
Because, yeah, well, we've both taken turns being sick. Yours a little less obvious. Mine more obvious. So I am still one of those people who is cleaning her groceries and wearing two masks when I'm out. Like if I'm indoors somewhere, I wear two masks. Out in public, one mask. You know, like outside, even though you're not supposed to get COVID when you're outside, any of that stuff. But I realize now you're only as safe as your partner. Because if I am cleaning my groceries and wearing two masks, but my boyfriend isn't,
right,
then I'm vulnerable. And he is, you know, he works in theater, so he's at the theater almost every night, and he takes the subway to theater. And now we've learned that Omicron is one of those viruses that even if you're wearing a regular mask, those cloth masks don't do shit. You've got to be in an N95 or two masks or something like that. Otherwise, you are completely vulnerable to Omicron. So he comes back. It was two Saturdays ago at this point. So he was not feeling great. He'd taken his temperature. It was like he had a little bit of fever. He started coughing, but it wasn't really anything. Like he had a kind of a cough and his throat was hurting, and that was about it. And it was a couple of days, and I said, you know, you might have Omicron. You should go. Let's go to the doctor. Let's both go get tested. So we both go. So he starts feeling sick on like Saturday, Sunday. We get an appointment for Tuesday. So we go to our doctor's office and we do the rapid test and then we do the spit in a tube, take a couple of days test. So we took the same test on the same day, same two tests, okay? My rapid test is negative, his is positive. And I'm feeling great. I'm feeling perfectly fine. I'm like, and I'm even feeling like, I'm really superwoman. Like I was exposed to Omicron. He tested positive. I tested negative. Like I'm so healthy that my partner who has COVID, I didn't even get it. So my doctor says, so are you going to still continue sleeping in bed together? And I said, I don't know. No, I was going to go to my parents' house. You know, they're away. I have their apartment. He said, well, you know, do what you want. He said, I have plenty of couples that are here that one test positive, one test negative, and they continue sleeping in bed together and the other person never gets it. So, you know, no, I'm going to my parents' house.
No. So you walk down the opposite side of somebody who coughs on the street. You know for a fact the guy that's 1 foot away from you has COVID and you're going to sleep in the same bed. That makes zero sense.
Well, I knew I wasn't going to do it, but my doctor was like, you know, just be careful. Like he was so cavalier about it. I'm like, right. No way. Like the minute he diagnosed him as positive and me as negative, I had a bag packed and I was up at my parents'.
Right.
Yeah. So I go to my parents and within a couple of days of being at my parents', I had this one morning that I just wasn't feeling great. Like I had a little bit of a headache. You know, I was feeling a little tired, but not really anything. So my doctor had said, why don't you come back in and get another COVID test? Because I still hadn't gotten the results back from the second test on Tuesday. So as far as I know now, I'm negative. So go back in. He's like, how are you feeling? I said, I'm okay. I just have a little bit of a headache. But, you know, I get headaches anyway. But now it's like we're living in a time where literally everybody I know has Omicron. Every day, like another friend is like sending a text like, oh, it got me. Yep, it got me. I'm sick. We're down. I literally at this point only have one friend other than myself. And it's because she works from home. She's been working from home since the beginning. Her husband works from home. The two of them never leave that house. And she constantly disinfects and she wears like a mask and a shield. And she, I mean, she's worse than I am. She and I are the only people I know that have never gotten COVID this entire time. But I'm telling you, like it is, to put it in perspective, at the very beginning of COVID, if you remember, New York was the epicenter. Like New York was, we were patient zero. Remember, like everybody was asking us like, wow, New York, how's it going? What's it like? You guys have so much COVID up there. And we were at the time, they were testing, granted they weren't testing as much, but people were testing positive, 15,000 people a day. We're testing positive in New York. 15,000 per day were testing positive at the very beginning of COVID nearly 2 years ago when it was first starting. And everybody was like, oh my God, New York, I can't believe it. Like epicenter, wow. Omicron right now, we are testing 40,000 a day positive. 40,000 new cases of Omicron a day here in New York. But luckily, Omicron, as opposed to the other two, it's an upper respiratory. My dad, who's a doctor, explained this to me. He said the reason why the first COVID was killing people is because it was lower respiratory. It was in the lungs and the chest, and people were getting pneumonia, and they couldn't breathe, and they were dying. This, Omicron, is upper respiratory. It's all in your nose, and it's in your throat, and it's ENT, ear, nose, and throat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less likely you're going to die from something like a sore throat. You're more likely to die from something that affects your lungs and something that affects your nose. Okay. So that's why you're getting less deaths. That's why people are getting through it much quicker. Plus, everybody up here is triple vaxxed.
Mm.
You know, that's two vaccinations and a booster. So it's running through our community here very quickly, but no one's getting like super sick and people are getting over it very quickly. So of all the COVIDs to get, this would be the one. This is the one you want.
You're betting on a good one. This is not the worst one. But,
this is not the worst one. Yeah, right. People are not dying from this one. So I have a headache and I go to my doctor to get another test because he suggested coming back in. He's like, you know what? You tested negative. Let's just come back in a couple of days. Let's just see for the hell of it. So I go in again. How are you feeling? I said, you know, I have a headache, but I never know if it's just I get headaches. Maybe it's just it's crappy weather outside. Maybe it's the weather that's affecting my head. He says, well, you could have COVID. I said, well, no, I'm attributing my headache to COVID, but I'm sure I don't have COVID. I have no other symptoms. I feel great. Mm-hmm. I feel full of energy. I feel fine. I don't have a cough. My throat doesn't hurt. I have a little bit of a headache. Big deal. He's like, all right. So I spit in a tube and he takes my temperature. I don't have any temperature. Listens to my lungs. They're fine. I get in a cab to go back up to my parents' house where I am now staying to stay away from my boyfriend. And in the cab on the way up, he says, I got your test back from Tuesday. You're positive.
Mm-hmm.
You tested positive for COVID. You have the Omicron.
So you tested from the previous test, not the newest test.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. So Tuesday he did two tests. He did the up your nose quick one, and then he did the spit in the tube takes 2 days.
Got it.
So, right. So up your nose, negative. But he sent in the one that takes 2 days, and he happened to get the results back as I was in the cab going up to my parents' apartment. So I go up there, I pack my stuff.
You might as well come back home.
Because I might as well come back home because if you're sick, I'm sick. Let's just be sick together. And interestingly enough, so he had all the throat stuff. He said he felt like he was swallowing glass. In fact, he didn't think he had COVID. He thought he had strep throat. Like that's what it felt like, strep throat. He had a little bit of a cough, but mostly his throat hurt. Me, I had one day that I had a headache. And then after that, I was just like super tired. Not fatigued, but just tired. Like I would walk the dogs. I would walk around outside. And I'd come home and I'd be ready for bed.
Right.
So, but what's really interesting is the doctor had said to us, since you are triple vax and since Omicron is a little less of a thing, you probably only have to quarantine for 5 days. And in the next week or so, you're going to hear the CDC saying that if you have this version, you only have to quarantine for 5 days. And sure enough, today, that's what happened.
Yeah. And that's what they are saying now. But I don't understand that at all. They don't want to shut the country down. They want people to go back to school. But it's not going to stop the spread. There's 4,000 people in South Carolina alone today that came down with it. And you can't even find a test. So I don't even know how those people came down with it.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you're vaccinated, it's mild. It's like a cold. It's not a big deal. And the reason why they're saying 5 days is because it works its way through your system pretty quickly. I mean, I was okay within 3 days, but I just stayed the extra 2 days in because I was told to. You know, but certainly not 10 days. I didn't need to stay in 10 days. I was, like I said, I had no symptoms. And also, I don't work anywhere, so it's not like I'm going to cough on people or whatever. But I will tell you the weird feeling that I had. So I had gone up to my parents' house to take care of the cat. This was after my 5 days of quarantine. And I left their house. And for the first time, I walked home from their house to my house with no mask on. I walked outside with no mask because I thought, I can't get it again. You know,
screw everybody else.
No, I'm no longer contagious. The 5 days has passed. I don't have any symptoms. I'm outside. You can't get COVID outside anyway. But the weird thing was everybody in New York is still wearing masks outside, that even when I pass by people, they give you dirty looks like, where's your mask? Look at,
I can see your face. Ew.
It's great. Well, that's probably why they're looking at me, like, because I don't look that good these days. But I think also it's become like your social pariah. If you're, even if you're outdoors, I went to the supermarket the other day. I put, usually I have two masks on, but now that I've had COVID, I wore one mask and I felt like a real champ. Like, I only have one mask on. Like, I'm being so cavalier. There are people with no masks on in the supermarket. And even though you walk in the supermarket, there's a big sign that says you must wear a mask. There are people that weren't wearing any.
Yeah, that's going to turn out great. So with me, it's been almost 9 days now.
Yeah, so what's going on with you? You're sick, but you don't have COVID.
Well, here's the thing. So 9 days ago, I started to get sick, and it felt like a cold. So it was really a cold, coughing my brains out to the point of my chest is getting, I can feel the crackling in my chest.
Right.
From coughing so bad. So this was a couple of days before Christmas. I didn't do anything until Christmas Day. Went to my parents' house, wore a mask the whole time driving there, whole time at my parents' house, had a mask on. Everybody in my family looks at me like I got 16 heads. I'm like, look, I don't want to get you sick. That's the reason why I'm doing this. I got a COVID test before I went, two COVID tests, actually. Both came back negative.
Okay.
They were the rapid nose thingy. Right. So both of them were negative. Went to the doctor. They gave me a shot. Then they gave me some pills. And they said, "Big, have fun." So fast forward to yesterday. I can't deal with it. It's so bad.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm going to the doctor again. Because,
and this is a big deal. You won't go to a doctor.
I will
like,
never
you have
go to
be
the
really. It's hard to get you to. You're one of those guys that like you will not go to a doctor unless there's an arm hanging off of your shoulder.
So I'm like, I'm going to get a COVID test. I think I have pneumonia because you can feel my chest crackling. You can hear it. Right. It was really bad. So I went to the doctor. She said, "I think you have pneumonia and COVID on top of each other. So I'm going to give you an X-ray. We're going to give you a COVID test." Fine. So she goes, I get the test back and both of them are negative. And it's the nose rapid test again. So I don't believe these freaking nose rapid tests at all. I think it's complete bullshit.
Mine was a false negative also.
Yeah, it's complete bullshit. So they gave me the X-ray. The X-ray came back clear. She thought I had pneumonia, didn't. Nobody knows what I have. I mean, it's like bronchitis something in my chest. So the funny thing is she called in two different prescriptions and there's a Costco that I go to all the time to get my prescriptions and there's a Walgreens that I get a prescription, but I don't go to Walgreens that much, but it's right down the street.
Right.
So send them to Walgreens because I don't feel like dicking around with Costco today. So she gives me a steroid for 5 days and then cough medicine with codeine. So she said, "I only take this cough medicine at night. It's really going to screw you up.
Right. But knock you right out.
But it's the hell. It's the greatest cough medicine there is." Fine. So I go. I finally get to the drugstore. I pull up and this guy in the window says, "Your prescriptions aren't ready." Okay. Oh. And see, the Walgreens I go to, you have to wait in line 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
In the car. So I get up to the window. It's not ready. How much longer? 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
So I went home, came back, and so I get to the drive-thru, waiting in line 30 minutes again, get to the drive-thru, and I pull up to the window, and she goes, "The pills are ready, but the cough medicine isn't." So, you know, we always used to make fun of the people. You take it from the big bottle and put it in the little bottle. How long does that take?
Right.
She goes, we can't give you that cough medicine without getting an okay from your doctor.
Isn't that what a prescription is?
I'm sitting in the drive-thru with this lady going, "The hell are you talking about?
The you doctor, have a prescription. That's the okay.
The doctor called it in. The doctor said, give him this." And she's like, we have to get word. And by this time, it's after 5 o'clock now because they dicked me around twice So it's after 5 o'clock.
So the doctor's gone for the day.
So doctor's gone. Fuck you. They're gone. They're not waiting right. for you. You know? So, and no, we have to get an okay from your doctor. I didn't bring you a prescription. They sent it through the computer thingy. And they,
right.
You got
the doctor
it.
Actually sent that in. It was the doc. It's not like I had my cousin Saul call up and be like, hey, Saul, do me a favor. Yeah. It's literally the doctor.
And the, you can hear the pharmacist in the back bitching. He's like a 30-year-old nerd. Freaking prick. No, I need to get the okay from his doctor. I'm like, I've tapped on my nose. Am I in the Twilight Zone? can you explain this to me? I really wanted to take my recorder inside of Walgreens to talk to the pharmacist and say, well, I'm going to do a segment on the show. Explain this to me because I don't understand.
Right. You got something from the doctor. That's an okay from the doctor.
From the doctor.
You don't need to then... Yeah, you don't need to then go talk to the doctor to get an okay.
I didn't right. handwrite the prescription and hand it to you. It came through the machine thingy.
Right.
I don't know how to get into the machine thingy. It's like it's a connection between you and the doctor. So I just drove away. So like 30 minutes later, they text me again. It's ready. Oh, Jesus Christ. Now I go back up to Walgreens and sit in line for 30 minutes and finally get it. It's like this... Frickin' disease couldn't be any harder. You can't get a spit test in South Carolina. There's no spit tests. It's only the nose test. That's
okay.
It. You can find nobody to give you a spit test.
All right.
So I don't know how people are coming down with it. I have no idea how they're... Because I swear to God, if this isn't COVID, I almost went to the ER twice in the past week. Because I couldn't handle it. Here's a doctor that was on MSNBC. You can yell at me all you want about MSNBC. I don't give a shit. You can listen to it or you don't. So there's a guy on MSNBC. He's an infectious disease expert. So he knows more than you do.
Okay. What'd he say?
So he said, we're all going to die. So I saw this and I went, okay.
Joining us now, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy and a professor in the medical school at the University of Minnesota.
Okay, so he has more than a Facebook degree.
Right. He has
more,
a real degree, yeah.
He knows more than my sister does, okay?
Yeah, he's a professor. He knows more than your sister who gets her medical advice from Facebook, yes.
And by the way, my sister, which I saw her for the first time in 2 years... at my parents' house for Christmas this year. She had COVID so bad she was in the hospital for 3 months. You know what she's going through now? She doesn't have any hair left. All of her hair has fallen out. So fuck you and your I don't believe in COVID bullshit. My sister's bald now and she can't go 1 second without crying because it destroys her. So
your anti-vax sister who now has long COVID.
Right. Who can't remember shit and her hair's fallen out. She can't even remember her hair to miss her hair. So
Jesus.
Yeah. So this guy knows what he's talking about. Fuck you.
Dr. Michael Osterholm. Dr. Osterholm, good to see you as always. So what's your take on these new guidelines that take the isolation down from 10 days to 5? It doesn't sound terribly, if you listen to the explanation rooted in science, it's more what people could tolerate, according to Dr. Walensky.
See, that's what it is, what people can tolerate.
Oh, so it's not that it's not that we have to be in for 5 days is enough. It's the fact that people will not stay in for 10 days.
And people won't rise up against the government
hopefully
again.
Get people back to work and into school.
See, that's what it all is, back to school, back to work.
I see.
Perhaps to set some people's minds at ease, but is it based in science from your view?
Over the next 3 to 4 weeks, we are going to see the number of cases in this country rise so dramatically that we're going to have a hard time keeping everyday life operating. Already we're seeing it in our healthcare settings, where if we could easily lose 10 to 20% of healthcare workers who are not available to work at all in a very difficult market already. We're seeing that right now in critical infrastructure areas where people just can't come to work. So to me, ideally you would like to have more time to allow people to clear the virus, not potentially be transmitting it. But at the same time, we've got to have people who are there every day doing the work. And so how can...
Yeah, they got to go to work. You know, people have to go to work or the country shuts down. I understand that. But if we never get past this, we're never going to have a country.
The safest environment.
Can't you just wear 2 masks at work?
Can't you fucking stay home for 10 days?
Actually, I support what they're doing. I think that it's not perfect. It won't be perfect.
It's not.
What we have coming before us in the next few weeks is hardly going to allow for just a perfect response.